Good morning, 740 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. The mayor of the great city of Pensacola is always with us at this time on a Wednesday. Mayor D.C. Reeves, who we have the song, and also was in D.C. yesterday. Mayor Reeves, welcome back, sir.
Thank you so much for having me.
What were you doing in Washington, and did you have to clean off when you came home?
Yeah, well, as I always say, I always feel like everybody's talking about me when I'm up there. But yeah, we were able to visit with either the officers or we had some time with Senator Scott talk about a bunch of issues like child care, like the airport. That was really our primary conversation, is about continuing to help advocate for funding for the new terminal and all the new modernizations that will need to take place. And as you can imagine, Andrew, like every project in America, or maybe the world, that what was $70 million a few years ago isn't $70 million anymore. So, we continue to fight for that. And we had conversations about port and American Magic and all the great manufacturing future we think we have there. Really, it was just a good touch point. We got to spend a lot of time with Jimmy Patronis, who's just moved into his office, of course. And so that was great. So, part of the job to be up there, a couple times a year, making sure that they're hearing directly from leadership about what the needs of the city are.
I don't know as much about this as I probably should. So I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to look dumb in the process. But it's my understanding that part of the big, beautiful bill it will get rid of a lot of Green New Deal type stuff, a lot of EV mandate, and a lot of wind energy subsidies is what I have been told. And I've had several people ask me, the GE Vernova plant and obviously port activity. Right. These are very closely connected to all of that. If I'm off base, tell me, am I on track? Do you know? And did any of this come up with our delegation in D.C.? Because it's obviously right now in the decision space.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yes. As a matter of fact, I saw leadership in Blue Wind in the hallways.
Oh, okay.
And we said hello.
Blue Wind is one of the manufacturers of the nacelles here locally, right? Along with Jupiter Bach, right?
That's correct. And so, I think you have to keep an eye on that. I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I certainly am not an expert enough to know exactly all the undercurrents of federal funding and what is and what isn't. But certainly it's something, as a community, we should be keeping an eye on for sure. And it came up in conversation a little bit, but nothing definitive. I think there's just a lot of wait and see approach with leadership right now.
Yeah.
with this bill and what will and what won't happen. We're kind of in a little bit of an area of uncertainty at the moment.
And I know, again, you were up there primarily for the airport, but I've got my mind on military mission right now because we've been talking all morning about the Santa Rosa County military forum that went on recently. And, thinking about, one of the representatives, one of the congressmen said, you absolutely have to be considering the possibility of BRAC. You can never not consider the possibility of BRAC. You've got to be thinking about, and even Lucky, Tim Kinsler was there moderating, and he made the comment that, military families are in crisis. And it's housing, it's child care, it's the things you know well about, it's, mental health resources, it's traffic, it's, all of that stuff. If we serve them, we serve the community, and we protect the military mission all at the same time. But was any of that on the radar? Were you dealing with any of that at the federal level when you were up there?
Well, actually, kind of organically, part of my conversation with Senator Scott was about our big push on child care and just saying,
oh, great.
Hey, it's not only good for our military, it's good for our community. And what I tell most folks is, and I think I've said on the show, is if we think that housing was the problem of yesterday that we didn't fix fast enough as a society, I think childcare is the next one of tomorrow that we can at least anticipate. And because we're seeing all of these metrics across all of these states, and in the South and really everywhere, that if we're gonna want to put people back to work, so to speak, if we wanna enable and upskill the workforce, think how many billions of dollars are being put into upscaling the workforce and certificate programs. And hey, you can make $100,000 and be a welder. Well, if you leave out this part where you have nowhere to put your kid,
yeah,
when you go to do that job.
Right.
That's a pretty integral part of building a workforce. So we didn't come in to talk about that, but just our conversation evolved into that. And, I thought he seemed to be, pretty receptive and understand, like you said, what's good for the quality of life of the city of Pensacola is good for the quality of life for the mission at NAS and our surrounding bases.
Right. And I thought it was particularly one of the things Lucky mentioned was that, you know, because military families are so often on the crisis edge of most of these problems in society, education, housing, mental health, childcare, if you simply focus on serving the local military families, you'll wind up solving the problems that service everybody and protect the mission all at the same time. And I thought that was a really interesting, you know, perspective on thinking about it. The Baptist demolition is still kind of the, you know, it's almost there. We talked about this recently quite a bit, and you're, you know, pushing with the county to get them to, you know, make a move. One question that has been asked is, what about CRA money? There's a lot of money available for CRA. Can that not be used under blight remediation with the demolition project? I know there's an easy answer, and I know you will have it.
Well, it depends on which CRA you're talking about. Obviously, we have three. In Urban Core, there's more money than the west side and more money than the east side, but we're talking about the west side. A couple of different issues. Number one, the entirety of the campus that's being donated is not in the CRA. Actually, it cuts at Avery Street. So yes, where the demolition will take place, but some of the other property that we're acquiring is across the street. That's number one. Number two is we're already getting creative about capital stack. We found $5 million of federal money that will help with the ancillary demolitions that we're not asking anybody for anything on, because and we could have asked for that $5 million for some other project, but this one is important to us. And lastly,
is that the CDBG money for the stuff that's going to involve commercial that's across the street? I remember Erica talking about that.
That was the first money in the project, Andrew. So first money in, when we say, what's the city have in? No one had anything in until we went and applied for intentionally and got and received $5 million that we could have asked for some other priority.
Got it.
And we received $5 million there. So that gets forgotten. And then the last thing is, and here's the great news, who says we're not going to spend any CRA money? We have West Side CRA encumbered today. If I could sign something right now that we're only going to spend a couple more million dollars in future CRA funds at this site, and I get to sign with finality that that's all the city will send, I'll bring you the paper this morning. This idea that, and that's as you heard in a 2-hour conversation that I was trying to convey to the counties. And I said that. I said, if you're worried that you think you're putting in more money than we are, then I'll sign whatever you want to prove that well after this, for this to actually become something, we have plenty of work ahead of us, financial, blood, sweat, and tears, whichever way you want to slice it. And there's this idea that, like, this project is over at demolition. And it's just – that, to me, is extremely short-sighted. The short answer, Andrew, is don't worry. There's going to be plenty of CRA money going into this project with future funds. But right now, I don't want to stop patching people's roofs from Hurricane Sally, which is where is an example of where our funding is going. That's already encumbered and it's already being designated for that. I don't want to stop that right now for this phase of the project. And so no need to fear. Plenty of CRA money will be going in to make this a reality.
God, I love that. You know, don't worry. We're going to be spending a lot on this hobby after we acquire it. You know, so that's definitely not the problem.
Right.
And of course, you know, when we're talking about demolishing and creating. And because it's going to be, you know, private, you know, industry, basically, there, houses and businesses, you're talking about raising property values, which will generate property taxes, which will fund the CRA. And this is the whole point of having, you know, the development idea behind the CRA in the first place. I wanted to ask you about the Human Relations Commission. Escambia County had a big conversation about this. They were on the verge of taking all the operations of the HRC internal and doing it themselves, and there was massive pushback from beneficiaries / advocates, and they wound up punting and saying not till the end of the year. When I look at this, and we haven't had the full conversation about this, we'll probably have it tomorrow on the show, but when I look at this, I think, A, people who have been discriminated against or don't know where to go to get help, they do need a person. It makes sense to me that they need a person and that human relation is kind of the essence of it, and that's an important role. But I also worry that this is a very, very inefficient way of doing things, that it winds up being slush fund and, you know, people's family members get money, like all the bad things that come along with these government programs.
Right.
And so I don't know where I land on this exactly, but the city has also been taking different action on this, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, listen, we've received the same MO in information and data that the county receives about about the dollars, and we've looked into briefly, and I don't know the numbers offhand. I think this comes down to an efficiency discussion. And again, if you help one person, if you save one life, if you get one person out of poverty, you know, at the human level, that's a great investment to your point. But when you look at it, the grand scheme, of course, you need to analyze how many dollars are you spending to have what size impact, right? And that's an important conversation for the people who are paying for it. I'm not all the way, briefed on this, other than that we are aware of this conversation. Obviously, we've discussed this with the county some as well, and we have not taken this up yet. But we do give a significant amount of money. I know the county gives a significant amount of money. And if we need to look at a more efficient policy procedure format, I think we're kind of constantly doing that all the time. How do we recycle better? How do we do this better? I mean, I think that should be kind of the duty of these governmental bodies, is if we can find a way to do something more effectively or less expensively that still meets the mission, that's something that we should do. So I don't know exactly where we're going to go yet. I was curious to see what the county would do, and I guess we'll get back in conversation with them and see what we think. Certainly, I think it makes a lot of sense for the county and city to be aligned on wherever we go from here. So I think we should, increase our conversation with them on that and see where things go.
What? I don't really know the story, unless it's the story about trying to get that breakwater at the end of the marina reconstructed. But what is the story around the lawsuit with the pier and the marina? Can you kind of explain this briefly?
Yeah, I'll explain it briefly. Again, I believe it's still kind of open until we voted on it, so I won't get into opining too much. But what this is from the years-long lawsuit about whether the breakwater is or isn't functional. And we went to work with since I've been there, this has been going on, and well before this. But I feel like we've ultimately got ourselves into a good position that makes significantly more common and financial sense for the city, and gets us to finality. I think one thing that's been left out of some of the reporting so far is I believe that the proposal not only has the breakwater repaired to what was quote unquote previous condition, it actually enhances the condition as part of the give on the other side, and so it. It's to add some more technology and mechanism that would make it even safer for the years to come. So remember, this started as, a big bill, an enormous bill coming to the city to pay. And, we've whittled that down into something that I think makes sense for both sides. So we'll see how the council reacts to that. But again, like Pitsco Energy, I feel like this is one of those ones that we've had hanging over our head for the better part of 3 years.
Right.
And I'm glad to get it to finality.
And just for people who may not remember, you just tell me if I'm wrong, but the issue here is that the way it was designed allowed for that big surge that destroyed the marina and a lot of the boats in there when Sally hit. The idea is to design it better so that it doesn't happen, so that we actually get better functionality for defending with the breakwater. Good. I mean, let's get to that as an end result. That would be the ideal. We always like to end with a quick lightning round. First question, are you a coffee drinker?
I am.
How often do you clean your coffee mug?
Oh, man. At work or at home?
Your answer is your answer.
How about not often enough? I mean, I'm not unsanitary, but
I probably
should throw an extra wash in there.
I put my finger around the threads of my travel mug yesterday and pulled out an eighth of an inch of goop that totally horrified John on the air. So yeah, I'm far beyond your end. You can't embarrass yourself for me. I think people who wash the mug every day are weird.
It helps your immune system, I believe.
Yeah, that's good. That's exactly right. When you go to Walmart, where do you park? Food side, retail side, or in the middle?
In the middle, and this, I promise that I get in the diatribe of how far you walk at Walmart versus walking one block from the parking spot downtown.
It's totally true.
I'll leave that for another day.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So in the middle. Okay. My wife is the same way. She's an in the middle, or that's hedging her bets the best way possible. And last one is, when you were a kid, did you get corporal discipline? Did you get spanked? And if so, with what?
Belt. You know, there's been a switch involved back in the day.
Oh, a variety of implements.
You know, all of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just depends on the day, Andrew.
Well, I'll
depend on the day. And you have a,
that didn't work yesterday. Let's try something else, you know?
Yeah. When you have a brother 14 months apart and you fight constantly, you know, you really can't blame at some point.
No, not even a little bit. I have three boys. I'm with you. Mayor D.C. Reeves, look forward to city council meeting tomorrow night. Thanks, as always, for the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.